This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Talked a little bit about the David Wright ceremony and Francisco Lindor seemingly going to be the next captain after a video leaked that was basically saying that. The torch being passed from David Wright as they do the number retirement and then Lindor getting the captaincy. And if this does happen, which we're assuming that it does, I think it's awesome. And I think he is totally deserving. It doesn't feel like a forced thing at all. We saw his leadership last year and the previous year. When he first got here, it was tough. It was tough sledding. I think he had to get used to the market, used to the fans, used to everything. He had the whole thumbs down thing going on with Javi Baez. But ever since that, he's been exactly the player that we wanted to get from Cleveland in that trade. And there are a few people that really earn that C. Now, I don't know because, and I only would think of this because of stuff you said about like Aaron Judge and Juan Soto and the contract. Like, I wonder if the money that Juan Soto got this offseason and Francisco Lindor being here and being, like, number two in the MVP race last year, that this captaincy and giving it to him right after they signed Juan Soto to this massive deal had something to be like, listen, we love you, we respect you, you're still our leader. Just because this guy's making $750 million doesn't mean we don't love you, too.
Yeah, I would just say that all the players in all the sports want every player to get as much money as they possibly can. Because as we always often talk about, rising tides lift all boats. And that's exactly what every player should be doing. So I would have never paid Juan Soto that kind of money. But the fact that the Mets did, that's great for not only Juan Soto, but it's great for the rest of the players in the league. And when Paul Skenes comes up for a contract or Skubal comes up for a contract, I mean, these guys are all going to benefit from what the Mets just did. And, you know, it's one thing to spend the money on Shohei Ohtani because he's a pitcher and he's a hitter and he's a great baseball
international
player,
superstar.
International superstar. That's one thing. It's another thing to, you know, do what the Mets did and basically take him away from the Yankees and pay him that insane contract. But that's exactly what you want. But there is no question that the unquestioned leader on this team seems to be Francisco Lindor, especially over the last 2 years. So, yeah, I mean, it feels right to me. I think it feels right to everybody in that clubhouse. And interestingly, I don't know if you listened to Sal talking to Terry Collins yesterday.
I heard the beginning of it. I didn't get a chance to listen to the whole thing.
It was good. I didn't know this story, and neither did Sal, and I'm glad that Terry told it, that he went to David Wright saying, I want you to be the captain of the team. And David initially turned it down.
Mm.
And then came back to Terry, I guess, a day later and said, look, let me just talk to my teammates first and let me see what they think, because that's the kind of guy that David Wright is.
Mm.
So I guess David took a little bit of a poll and spoke to a couple of his teammates. And once he got, you know, comfortable with the fact that the teammates were not going to hold it against him or didn't think that he was, you know, separating himself from the team, he accepted the captaincy. And that's the way you got to do it. That's the right way to do it.
Right, absolutely. I mean, and that's what made him the captain was the selflessness or the non-selfishness that he possessed. So, yeah, I mean, I that's going to be a great day there and at Citi Field on Saturday, and I know that the Mets fans are going to be just basking in it.
You know, it's just too bad that David had those back problems. And again, Terry Collins told a story yesterday, about David playing with a bad back, but he was hitting so well and his average was above 300. Like Terry said, nobody ever thought there was anything wrong until he finally went to the trainers, and the trainers figured out that he did have a back problem and an issue, and that unfortunately curtailed a career that could have probably won another 5 or 6 years.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, and he also, I heard Jerry talking about the story that Terry Collins told, and I remember there being like rumors about this, and the story had gotten out a little bit back in the day, but Terry Collins had a rule that everybody needed to be in the dugout at the beginning of the game. Like, everybody who was in uniform had to be in the dugout at the beginning of the game, and, you know, David Wright's the captain at this point. He's looking around, and there's no Noah Syndergaard, and he wasn't pitching that day, but you just had to be there. That was one of his rules. And Noah Syndergaard was doing a signing, I guess, before the game that the Mets had asked him to do.
The PR staff.
Yes. So he's in the clubhouse eating a sandwich, and David Wright goes and finds him, and he goes, "What are you doing? You know you got to be in here." And Noah Syndergaard goes, "Well, you guys had lunch. I had to do the signing that the team asked me to do, so I'm eating a sandwich." And David Wright took the sandwich and threw it out and said, "Get your ass in the dugout." I was like, wow. You know, I mean, I had heard rumors of that story back in the day, but the fact that Terry Collins told it, I mean, that's just, you know, it's the little things, you know, it's the no loose ends. You're not bigger than anybody.
I'm right there with what David did there. I just, you know, I'm trying to think how old Noah Syndergaard must have been at that time.
Probably young.
Like his first or second year, maybe?
Yeah. It's probably not just the sandwich thing. There might have been other things that had led to that reaction.
Some
you know?
Of these guys just aren't aware of things that they're doing and how it affects everything.
Yeah.
A captain is aware.
Sure.
The real thing, you know, that a captain can do, and I think Aaron Judge does it really well for the Yankees, is you just lead by example. Just, you don't always have to say something. You just go out there, you go about your business, you do your work, everybody sees how much effort you're putting into it, and then you'd like the thing that you're dragging the rest of your teammates with you. And every time you hear a Yankee player talking about Aaron Judge, that's exactly what they're saying about him. And hopefully that's what the Met player in that dugout feels about Francisco Lindor now.
Oh, I think absolutely.
But what happens if, you know, Juan Soto dogs it out of the, you know, batter's box a few times?
Well, I mean,
then can your $350 million man say something to your $760 million man?
Yeah, not like that. Not like the David Wright, Noah Syndergaard conversation or throwing something away. No, I don't think that that works. I think there's a way to talk about it, like Mendoza to say something or Francisco Lindor to say something, but it's certainly not going to be aggressive.
You know how people talked about Juan Soto's body language?
Mm.
He looked unhappy. He looked this, though. You know, when you pay somebody that much money, you're thinking you're buying their happiness and you're buying their loyalty and their effort and their energy and everything else. And, you know, he's like, he's a human being like everybody else. So he gets off to a bad start and the body language experts start coming out. Everybody starts talking about the frowns on his face. Where's that smile? Where's that guy that does the slide in the batter's box? And I think when you spend that kind of money on somebody that has done something somewhere else and hasn't done it for you yet, those expectations are there. And there's one team right now that's getting ready to do this to two players, and that's Garrett Wilson and Sauce Gardner, because Aaron Glenn's going to run a tough camp, and he needs his two best players to be in line. Like, they have to be – they can't be bitching and complaining about contracts. They've got to be able to, you know, take the criticism from the coach after the team just bucked up when they didn't have to. This is unprecedented what the Jets did with these two kids. So I think that's, you know, what they expect from those two players is to be leaders and to take whatever criticism or whatever tough coaching that Aaron Glenn's going to be bringing to them. I would hope that Francisco Lindor would accept the captaincy with that type of responsibility as well.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.